If you would talk about character, the definition and the etymological meaning of the word church, none of the apostles used the term.
Wasn't used at all in the Bible.
What is right? The word church means, define, listen, congregation and assembly.
See?
That's the original meaning, congregation or assembly. Now the Roman Catholics, I'm going on down. Now the Roman Catholics, they claimed that they were the first church. I say, he's a liar. Somebody said, well, now listen, he that calls his brother a liar is in danger of hellfire. Said, now who said that? Said, well, Jesus said that. But you see, he did say that. But you see, he's not my brother. That's one of them demon-ass spirits out there. Then some real smart theologian, he grabbed the book and he said, read over here, said, Jesus also said, agree with thine adversary whilst thou art in the way with it. Put that on me. See, well, I'm not in the way with the adversary, not now. And I hope you're not. See, that was the Jew before he died. See? And from the high priest on down was a transgressor. They broke the law. Yeah. They were sinners. Yeah.
See?
They were bad. Right? And then that's why I said, now, why are you in the way you're in? Agree with it. Yeah. But you see, on this side of the cross, I'm not in the way you're in.
Right.
And every time I meet, it's a fight.
Right
to the death.
I'm not going to agree with it at all. And he didn't say to me to agree with it.
See, you mix up things.
Mm-hmm.
See, you don't know one dispensation from the other. That's another place where you're having your problems. Not able to divide between the dispensations. Ready?
Well, not necessarily any of
them can do it. Now, you watch what he's going to do. Because now, as I told you, now I'm trying my best to teach you something. I'm trying to show you something. What for? For the saving of your soul. I'm trying to show you how you can tell every false prophet and every true one. That's what I'm trying to do. So you yourself can be the judge.
All right.
That thing is pretty dirty. I don't think these people on this side can see. I'll get it up there. Do something to get it up there clean so everybody in this building can see what you're putting up there. We don't want no light scratching on the board. This age will soon close. You see? And you'll soon be in the lake. No, I didn't say hell. I said the lake. See? Now, if you look at the 20th chapter of Revelation in the 12th verse, you'll find there that death and hell are, you understand? Translated in the margin of the translator, the word hell shoes or the grave.
To live with up to date that we're in it. To see to live it up to date that we're in it. See?
Or death and hell, listen, deliver up to dead, death and hell, take to the strong. See? Or to the judgment, see? And then what? From back to the leg.
Well, he's getting out of that door. Won't mind me pulling off my coat. It's getting warm. Well, I'll put the coat back on. I'll get this vest off. Well, I'm going to get good warm before it goes. Well, I expect you see what I'm talking about. You shall not go away from here dumb tonight. Nobody wants to know. I won't leave out of this door tonight. Okay. You remember, you haven't forgot. I told you that the majority Christendom just called Yahshua the Messiah a liar to his face. And they say he don't know what he's talking about. Now you remember, you see, you don't make a crack like that unless you prove it.
That's right.
That right, Pastor?
That's right.
Now look, we've got some good theologians around here. Some sure enough Bible students, as good as they is in the state, right sitting right in this class. And I do mean that they are from different churches too.
Right.
Whatever church you belong to or ever belong to in your life, you've got some of them sitting right here.
That's right.
If you don't believe it, hold up your hand. We don't care where you come from. If you come from the Catholic Church or any Protestant church, we got some of them sitting right here that belong to this group.
And you couldn't get one of them out of here to save your life.
There's never been nobody left this school to go in no other church.
That's right.
I never told nobody to come out of their church. I don't have to. You see what it's all about. Now here's what we have done. We tried our best to take some of these that are out and try to run them back in there to help them. They don't want to do that. Aren't you one of them? Is that right, Bishop Shaw? Now, Jehovah's Witnesses, they go around and blow and say, you don't get nobody out of this thing, they know what it's all about. Well, we got some out of Jehovah's Witnesses, too. Ain't that right, Dr. Dennis? Ain't that right, young man, back there? Well, and listen, we just whipped them for 30-some years. You can't win no battle down here. Nobody. And listen, you'd be much better off. Just come on down here and sit down, take yourself a seat, and learn yourself
right.
What it's all about.
Right.
Then you'll have some confidence in Yahweh. Now look, dispensations. Paul told Timothy, that maybe you better read that. Somebody may think I don't have that right. Now look, when I get in a hurry, I'll be in one. No, what you try to do, you try to hold the continuity of thought and follow me. Because I'm struggling hard to explain to you. See? Now look, Paul told Timothy to study
to show himself approved. Now listen, folks, here's where some of the problems are, and here's where the trouble is. A workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly or correctly dividing the word of truth. Now what the devil does, he mixes up one dispensation with another.
And a lot of things he said to them, where he, in other words,
listen at me. Never mind the baby crying. See?
Whatsoever the law says, it says in them that are under the law.
Now, where is drawn up
here?
Now, this is the Antediluvian age. It ended with the flood.
Now, let me show you what I mean by age. This is the end
of the age or the end of the world.
Now, that was an end. This is an end. That's another. There's one end and two ends. It's in. Now, here we go down here. You understand? Well, this is the present age in which we live now. And what's this going to end? You see what I'm talking about? Well, by now we're 1936 years. Do you feel me? And Joshua the Messiah said, listen at me. Then unless this age was cut short, there would be no
such day. And because of the iniquity that are done, and the many erroneous and false doctrines that are out in the world, something low here.
Roman Catholic said, low here. Protestant said, no here. One thing is in and out. Another thing, no, he ain't been to bed.
Men fall apart. Gone out. That's the 24th chapter of Matthew.
And because of the iniquity that abounds, the love of many was wax cold. What do you mean? Yes, you're down there tonight.
You understand?
Maybe you'll be back Sunday. Next Wednesday. See? You understand? Next Friday. Start coming on Sunday. That's why you don't come at all.
That's right.
See? He said because you would need a hot and a cold. Spill you out of his mouth.
See?
Now let me say this, then I'll move. The Roman Catholic Church, who claims to be the original church, that Yahshua the Messiah, Jesus Christ built, made Peter the head on earth. I want you to know, folks, she's better than a splitter.
Right. That's just a flesh that you're wrong. It's down.
Gambling or confusion. What's the fall? 18th chapter of Revelation. Within 1 hour. In prophetic time, listen now, in prophetic time means one day for a year. In 1960, 40 years,
a little better than 40 years,
is 1 hour.
See? She was destined to fall.
That's right.
Within that time, and she's down all the time, too. Imagine, though, no, that is wrong. They have confessed that it was wrong. It's gone underground. 2600 times. Gained this respect. That it didn't have no more respect at all.
That's right.
Or the most holy Father.
Right.
Or the soul. Godless have jumped up and gone against it now. Thousands of them have gone out. Right in Los Angeles, there's around 10,000. They found out that there was nothing to it.
You see what I mean?
So Paul himself talking about retiring. Now there's a great big church in 61. There was supposed to be 550 million.
Right.
They've had to confess that they were wrong. And you, Doctor, I read to you that the Protestant said they was wrong. Now where does that leave you? You get the point? Now wouldn't you like to know the truth?
Right.
It'd be so much better. See? Now look. When the flood was, it ended that world. When the eight people saved by water. Or saved from water. Just eight. When Joshua and Messiah were crucified, he said, I'll go up everybody to meet the angel. You see? You understand? He said, now before the cock crows, you deny me, so I think that's right. And now there's old Pete standing out there, you know. See, he's been up to the track. And he walked all around the Palisades and he was rich. He saw him raised the dead and he was sitting and everything else. He didn't know that. He said, oh, everybody needs to die. I'm not going to. He said, you were for the cock crows that night. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
He said, you deny me, sir. You see, you stand out there in the court when you got arrested. And one come along and see, I don't know the man. That's right.
Yeah.
In other words, you begin to curse and swear. And I told you I didn't know that name. I knew that. Isn't that right?
I'm
just telling you what's there. What's there? Now, you know why that had to happen? Now, the scriptures had to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
They could not be broken.
Yeah.
If Judas had to go the way he went, Joshua the Messiah had to go the way he went, because that's the way the scriptures were written. You understand?
Yes.
Now look, folks. See?
Yes.
Now here's the end of this age.
Yes.
The end of this. And I told you about as we come down to the end of this. See? That's what we're down, 1936 years from the crucifixion. See? And Messiah said, now then let this be taught. And you are with it, you know the Roman Catholic died, Protestants that had been kicked. You understand that they're wrong? You understand? And I told you about Mohammedan. Now, the reason why I told you about Mohammedan is on this account. See, the Roman Catholics, they claim to be the largest
in number. And next to that is the Mohammedan. And so that's the reason why I told you about that.
Mm-hmm.
See, now that's fine. Mm-hmm. Now, as we come down to this age, now here's what's going on. I told you I was going to prove to you. I told you I was going to prove to you. Now, this is what's going on. From Adam back here down to the flood. See? Let us just forward this time. But you see, we're trying to put something up here so you can see. But let me go before that time.
Okay.
See, I have to know what I'm talking about from start to finish. From Alpha to Omega.
Right.
From first to last. First to last. From Alpha to Omega. And I almost know too, don't I, Doc? if you may get the slight little air, I got you.
Right.
See, and now what you see up here is the vision that y'all have shown to me. And I have you know that I'm going to I've been in the Hebrew Union College in Cincinnati. I've been to the University of Cincinnati with them. And I've been in so many different places with them. You understand? And you know what they say? Well, if that ain't right, might as well forget it. And I don't have to worry around asking about where the chickens belong to and all that kind of junk. You see? It don't make no difference with me. See? You might pop up here and say you are fine. Say you are anything. You understand? It don't make me no difference. See, they're all going in the wagon, don't they? The wagon is here.
Right.
See what I'm talking about?
No.
Somebody said, well, say, listen, you know one thing? You ought to hear our preacher preach. I've heard him. That's right. I don't need to hear him. And I said, well, you ought to at least go down there and see for yourself. No, I don't know. I now, I'm showing you what the trouble is now. I'm going to show you what the trouble is. I'm going to show you who said it. You understand? And who the truth is. Now look. Look up here, folks. Look right up here at me. Because I'm down at this. I'm after showing you where the mistake is. See? Now here's where the translation goes. Now I told you that what I ought to do is not stop at. What I ought to start is back with the creation. Seeing if everybody just with the God here. Now if I just started, they ain't come down through these divisions, just simply you can't get me off the stage or life. That's what I saw. And this is the vision that I did not, that I saw. See? And I was told, don't do a thing about it. And shutting up this is tight as a clam. Because I knew that if I tied that up, you know, like this, and started preaching as I used to, you understand?
And John said, and Paul said,
Moses said,
buttons off my pants and just hollering and sweating and ragging and charging and throwing songs and books and Bibles and shouting all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay? You preach that stuff? Don't preach that. So don't tell me what it's all about. I'm 73 years old. I've been going to church all Mama used to take me to church when I was a baby. You understand? So I know all about it. Now look, but now when Yahweh revealed it to me, when he revealed it to me, I said, it can't be. No, no. It can't be that thing. That's not. And look, I was called a dismal maniac. I was walking by. I was reading the Bible, and I said, wait, you got this first. You see, that's critical. And when I saw that vision, remember I told you I didn't understand the vision. And then after the meeting was revealed to me, you see, now I just changed, transformed, revolutionized. I was just in a different world altogether. My wife sitting on the bed when I come to myself and my son. I said, baby, I'll never no more be the same man. And from that hour to this, I have seen. Now, what I have been, I've gone without you, okay? And I told you, I'm in the policy. We've been in the seminary. We put on the word. Roman Catholic thing, Protestant thing, that go down. Folks, their truth for the ears, they go on. And he does have a purpose. Now look, I think what it's telling me, I saw what most thought. Now this is the tree in your body. And I saw what John saw. Now that's all of it.
And then send him to hell because of the race. Because, you know, now that's not fair, really. That's not fair.
But he didn't reveal it to everybody.
No.
He had such men. He revealed himself to Moses.
See?
Yeah.
See? On back.
I mean, this is what they did. See, what they saw, they didn't come by agreeing with anybody. They just wrote down what they saw in the book. See? That's what I did. Just put down what Yahweh said. Now, John was told that what you see and hear, write in the book, in 10 to 7, 13, and 8. He went to write it down. See? He didn't say 10 to the bad. He said 10 to the 7, 13, and 8.
You understand?
And he just wrote down what he saw.
Now there's something wrong with it.
But I was doing it with the Revelation, because see, I don't think anybody, he thinks he's so smart and he don't understand it, don't nobody else know. But I don't fool with that just matter. Now then you see what he's really saying, but he don't know this. He don't know the Revelation.
And he's talking about what he believes and what he thinks in his kind of mind. See, it ain't no good. See? This is a revelation we're talking about. Man, Yahweh showed it to us.
Oh, that's great.
Well, Yahweh has showed it unto them. See, it's one thing to tell somebody something about something, and it's another thing to show it to them. That's the reason why I stand and tell you. I look right at it, face to face.
Sometimes it's a Cadillac.
Incorporated, seen in a vision. Mm-hmm. This is him down here. Same one.
That's Nate Fletchenberg, come in to do this, now to fulfill the law. See, not the winds and the waves are moving back here on the face of the water, that's what Moses said. You understand? Then he's got to, in order to fulfill it, see, he's got to stop them winds and the waves to prove that that's just him in the Bible. You see the point?
Yeah.
See, that's now, if death is pronounced, you understand? Then he's got to, in order to show that that was the one in there that pronounced death, see, then he's got to resurrect the man from the dead.
Yeah.
You see? See how simple it is? Now look now, whether we're going to get into trouble. See, remember I told you, if we're going to get in trouble before it was over. And I'm teaching to show. Now listen, Doc, water baptism is wrong.
Right.
Isn't it?
Wrong.
Lord's Supper is wrong.
Right.
Heard me.
Right.
You understand? Fish and Passover, they are wrong. Foot washing is wrong.
Right.
It ain't no good. Now, that's all Roman Catholics and Protestants do. There's one other organization that I know anything about, and I think I must know pretty much all of them, and that is the Quakers. See? Now look, I want to show you where it's wrong. I want to make you understand why it's wrong. See? Now, here's where the foot washing was. See? Here's where every ordinance that was given to Israel. Yep, now you listen at me. Passovers. See? Foot washing. See? There were seven things. See? Water baptism and all was wrong. Now somebody said, look at the word. You got that, you get a lesson in Cincinnati. Said, well, wasn't Jesus baptized? That's the very reason why you shouldn't be. You see? You get the point? Now, if you want to honor, maybe the truth about it. One is just as literal as the other.
Right?
Or just as natural as the other. You see? Now, look. All of these ordinances, all that I have mentioned, and more too, the sacrificial, the ceremonial, and all, was given to Israel like in natural Israel. They did not have the Spirit. Now listen closely. Now this is the old covenant. Listen closely. It was made with the Jews in Rome. It was a schoolmaster to bring you up. Joshua. Look. It was under this age back here. It was not back here. It was under this age back here. See? And when the Messiah died, he fulfilled it, every one of them chronologies. It was nailed to the cross. And now only in this dispensation, see, we have the Holy Spirit. That's what all of these things pointed to, was the Holy Spirit. You see? Now, listen close. Listen close. Now, here's where you start making a mess. See, you grab up the Bible, and you say that you're reading out of the New Testament, and you're reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the biography. That is not the New Testament. Yeah, covenant is a force after men are dead. You, if some of your people weary you, some you can't go a dime of it until after they're dead. So it is here. Now this is what he does. See, he comes and fulfills all of this. Circumcision, water baptism, sacrifices, see, sermons, suffering, and
commandments of me, that it is inspired and taken so. That's justified by healing in the heart. See, that's a natural. That was given to the new moon. Now, on this side of the cross, it's all good. You see that?
Now, you listen. Doc, now y'all work with me fast.
See?
Now, I'm going in the fire. Now, I'm going to show you what he said. Matthew 3:14, 15. Now, don't go to sleep on it for a minute or two.
But God forbade him.
Now, listen. Now, here's what I want to tell you.